Meditation is the ultimate mobile device. You can use it anytime, anywhere. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we learn about cognitive distortions and why they matter from our friend Dr. Tracy Marks. Enjoy.
Today, I want to help you identify automatic thoughts that you have that can affect how you feel about yourself and others. We call these cognitive distortions. We all have them to some degree, and the more you have and the more rigidly you stick to them, the more havoc that they can wreak in your life. Here are 8 common cognitive distortions. The first cognitive distortion is filtering. Filtering is when you focus on the negative to the exclusion of the positive. So something happens and all you can see is the negative and you just can't appreciate other possibilities. You may even make excuses in your head for why alternative possibilities aren't likely. Black and white thinking. Here is where you think things are all good or all bad and you can't see the middle gray area. And this is very inflexible thinking. Overgeneralization. With this thinking, you exaggerate or take things to the extreme. Mind reading. With mind reading, you make assumptions about what's going to happen, or you make assumptions about what someone thinks. And this is very dangerous ground to walk on when you become an expert on what other people are thinking. You may be a very sensitive person or an intuitive person who picks up on vibes. But just because you sense a negative vibe doesn't mean you know what the person is actually thinking. Because keep in mind, what you assume about what someone thinks is colored by your own issues and life experiences. We call that projection. Projection is a defense mechanism where you project your own thoughts and motivations onto someone else and believe it's really what the other person thinks. What's the difference between a cognitive distortion and a defense mechanism? The short answer is that they are very similar concepts, but just seen from 2 different perspectives. Defense mechanism is a psychoanalytic concept where your unconscious mind uses behaviors to fend off unwanted emotions. In this case, unconscious doesn't mean that you're asleep. It means that it's beyond your awareness and automatic, like a reflex. Psychoanalytically based therapy helps make the unconscious conscious so that you can appreciate and process your emotions in real time. Cognitive distortion is a concept from cognitive behavior therapy perspective. With CBT, it's not about what you unconsciously think. The distortions are automatic, but they're not beyond your awareness in a way that makes them unreachable without lots of therapy. CBT isn't interested in what happened in your past to shape your beliefs. It's about looking today at how you think and what you do and how you change what you think and what you do. Okay, I veered off a little, but I didn't want to skip over what I thought could be an obvious question that you may have. So back to the distortions. Number 5 is emotional reasoning. And this is when you believe that your emotions are based in the truth. But emotions are not fact. They're your response to the facts. So a way to break past this kind of thinking is to get into the habit of looking at the facts before you respond or you draw a conclusion. Should statements. With this, you overfocus on how things should be. You use words like should, ought to, and must. And this creates unrealistic expectations and ultimately leads to disappointments, resentment, failure. Catastrophizing. Catastrophizing involves expecting the worst case scenario for any given situation. And this is a common distortion used in people who have health anxiety or panic attacks. Whenever you feel lightheaded, it means that you're going to faint. And if you stay unconscious for too long, you may stop breathing and die. So you're afraid to be alone because if you get dizzy, you need to have someone around to revive you. Now, there's nothing scientific about that conclusion. Yes, dizziness can be an early sign that you're going to faint, but there's many other non-serious reasons that you can feel dizzy as well. But taking the thought to the point of death because you stop breathing is the ultimate catastrophe that's not even realistic. If you tend to think this way, you may not start out with the most catastrophic thought, but you assume negative outcomes like losing your job or people hating you, and then over time, it progresses to become more and more extreme and unrealistic. Then there's personalization. With this, you think everything is about you. Let's say you get a call from work and you're told that you can't come in because something caused a power surge and the server's down. You immediately worry if it's because you didn't shut down your computer or if it's because you didn't tell your team not to do the massive data upload overnight. And maybe these are things that could really cause such an outage, but probably not. You just think that you're at the center of bad things somehow and that people are thinking badly about you because of it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.